Proverbs chapter 16. The plans of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from Yahweh. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the motives. Commit your deeds to Yahweh, and your plans shall succeed. Yahweh has made everything for its own end, yes, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to Yahweh. They shall assuredly not be unpunished. By mercy and truth, iniquity is atoned for. By the fear of Yahweh, men depart from evil. When a man's ways please Yahweh, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness than great revenues with injustice. A man's heart plans his course, but Yahweh directs his steps. Inspired judgments are on the lips of the king. He shall not betray his mouth. Honest balances and scales are Yahweh's. All the weights in the bag are His work. It is an abomination for kings to do wrong, for the throne is established by righteousness. Righteous lips are the delight of kings. They value one who speaks truth. The king's wrath is a messenger of death, but a wise man will pacify it. In the light of the king's face is life. His favor is like a cloud of the spring rain. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold. Yes, to get understanding is to be chosen rather than silver. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who keeps his way preserves his soul. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. It is better to be of a lowly spirit with the poor than to divide the plunder with the proud. He who heeds the word finds prosperity. Whoever trusts in Yahweh is blessed. The wise in heart shall be called prudent. Pleasantness of the lips promotes instruction. Understanding is a fountain of life to one who has it, but the punishment of fools is their folly. The heart of the wise instructs his mouth and adds learning to his lips. Pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. There is a way which seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. The appetite of the laboring man labors for him, for his mouth urges him on. A worthless man devises mischief. His speech is like a scorching fire. A perverse man stirs up strife. A whisperer separates close friends. A man of violence entices his neighbor and leads him in a way that is not good. One who winks with his eyes to plot perversities, one who compresses his lips is bent on evil. Gray hair is a crown of glory. It is attained by a life of righteousness. One who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, one who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from Yahweh. Proverbs chapter 17. Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. A servant who deals wisely will rule over a son who causes shame, and shall have a part in the inheritance among the brothers. The refining pot is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but Yahweh tests the hearts. An evildoer heeds wicked lips, a liar gives ear to a mischievous tongue. Whoever mocks the poor reproaches his Maker. He who is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men. The glory of children are their parents. Arrogant speech isn't fitting for a fool, much less do lying lips fit a prince. A bribe is a precious stone in the eyes of him who gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. He who covers an offense promotes love, but he who repeats a matter separates best friends. A rebuke enters deeper into one who has understanding than 100 lashes into a fool. An evil man seeks only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her cubs meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is like breaching a dam. Therefore, stop contention before quarreling breaks out. He who justifies the wicked, and he who condemns the righteous,
Both of them alike are an abomination to Yahweh. Why is there money in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom, seeing he has no understanding? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding strikes hands and becomes collateral in the presence of his neighbor. He who loves disobedience loves strife. One who builds a high gate seeks destruction. One who has a perverse heart doesn't find prosperity, and one who has a deceitful tongue falls into trouble. He who becomes the father of a fool grieves. The father of a fool has no joy. A cheerful heart makes good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man receives a bribe in secret to pervert the ways of justice. Wisdom is before the face of one who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish son brings grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. Also, to punish the righteous is not good, nor to flog officials for their integrity. He who spares his words has knowledge. He who is even-tempered is a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is counted wise. When he shuts his lips, he is thought to be discerning. Proverbs chapter 18. An unfriendly man pursues selfishness and defies all sound judgment. A fool has no delight in understanding, but only in revealing his own opinion. When wickedness comes, contempt also comes, and with shame comes disgrace. The words of a man's mouth are like deep waters. The fountain of wisdom is like a flowing brook. To be partial to the faces of the wicked is not good, nor to deprive the innocent of justice. A fool's lips come into strife, and his mouth invites beatings. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are a snare to his soul. The words of a gossip are like dainty morsels. They go down into a person's innermost parts. One who is slack in his work is a brother to him who is a master of destruction. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous run to him and are safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, like an unscalable wall in his own imagination. Before destruction, the heart of man is proud, but before honor is humility. He who gives answer before he hears, that is folly and shame to him. A man's spirit will sustain him in sickness, but a crushed spirit who can bear? The heart of the discerning gets knowledge, the ear of the wise seeks knowledge. A man's gift makes room for him and brings him before great men. He who pleads his cause first seems right, until another comes and questions him. The lot settles disputes and keeps strong ones apart. A brother offended is more difficult than a fortified city, and disputes are like the bars of a castle. A man's stomach is filled with the fruit of his mouth. With the harvest of his lips he is satisfied. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it will eat its fruit. Whoever finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor of Yahweh. The poor plead for mercy, but the rich answer harshly. A man of many companions may be ruined, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs chapter 19. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. It isn't good to have zeal without knowledge, nor being hasty with one's feet and missing the way. The foolishness of man subverts his way, his heart rages against Yahweh. Wealth adds many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness shall not be unpunished. He who pours out lies shall not go free. Many will entreat the favor of a ruler, and everyone is a friend to a man who gives gifts. All the relatives of the poor shun him. How much more do his friends avoid him? He pursues them with pleas, but they are gone. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished. He who utters lies shall perish. Delicate living is not appropriate for a fool, much less for a servant to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger. It is his glory to overlook an offense. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father. A wife's quarrels are a continual dripping. House and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from Yahweh. Slothfulness cast into a deep sleep, the idle soul shall suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his own soul, but he who is contemptuous in his way shall die. He who has pity on the poor lends to Yahweh, he will reward him. Discipline your son, for there is hope. Don't be a willing party to his death. A hot-tempered man must pay the penalty, for if you rescue him, you must do it again. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter end. There are many plans in a man's heart, but Yahweh's counsel will prevail. That which makes a man to be desired is his kindness. A poor man is better than a liar. The fear of Yahweh leads to life, then contentment. He rests and will not be touched by trouble. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Flog a scoffer, and the simple will learn prudence. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will gain knowledge. He who robs his father and drives away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. If you stop listening to instruction, my son, you will stray from the words of knowledge. A corrupt witness mocks justice, and the mouth of the wicked gulps down iniquity. Penalties are prepared for scoffers and beatings for the backs of fools. Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, and beer is a brawler. Whoever is led astray by them is not wise. The terror of a king is like the roaring of a lion. He who provokes him to anger forfeits his own life. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the winter, therefore he shall beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Many men claim to be men of unfailing love, but who can find a faithful man? A righteous man walks in integrity. Blessed are his children after him. A king who sits on the throne of judgment scatters away all evil with his eyes. Who can say, "I have made my heart pure, I am clean and without sin"? Differing weights and differing measures, both of them alike are an abomination to Yahweh. Even a child makes himself known by his doings, whether his work is pure and whether it is right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, Yahweh has made even both of them. Don't love sleep, lest you come to poverty. Open your eyes and you shall be satisfied with bread. It's no good, says the buyer, but when he has gone his way, then he boasts. There is gold in abundance of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a rare jewel. Take the garment of one who puts up collateral for a stranger, and hold him in pledge for a wayward woman. Fraudulent food is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth is filled with gravel. Plans are established by advice, by wise guidance you wage war. He who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Therefore don't keep company with him who opens wide his lips. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in blackness of darkness. An inheritance quickly gained at the beginning won't be blessed in the end. Don't say, "I will pay back evil." Wait for Yahweh, and he will save you. Yahweh detests differing weights, and dishonest scales are not pleasing. A man's steps are from Yahweh. How then can man understand his way? It is a snare to a man to make a rash dedication and later reconsider his vows. A wise king winnows out the wicked and drives the threshing wheel over them. The spirit of man is Yahweh's lamp, searching all his innermost parts. Love and faithfulness keep the king safe. His throne is sustained by love. The glory of young men is their strength. The splendor of old men is their gray hair. Wounding blows cleanse away evil, and beatings purge the innermost parts. Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is in Yahweh's hand like the watercourses. He turns it wherever he desires. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahweh weighs the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to Yahweh than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked is sin. The plans of the diligent surely lead to profit, and everyone who is hasty surely rushes to poverty. Getting treasures by a lying tongue is a fleeting vapor for those who seek death. The violence of the wicked will drive them away, because they refuse to do what is right. The way of the guilty is devious, but the conduct of the innocent is upright. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to share a house with a contentious woman. The soul of the wicked desires evil. His neighbor finds no mercy in his eyes. When the mocker is punished, the simple gains wisdom. When the wise is instructed, he receives knowledge. The righteous one considers the house of the wicked and brings the wicked to ruin. Whoever stops his ears at the cry of the poor, he will also cry out but shall not be heard. A gift in secret pacifies anger, and a bribe in the cloak strong wrath. It is joy to the righteous to do justice, but it is a destruction to the workers of iniquity. The man who wanders out of the way of understanding shall rest in the assembly of the dead. He who loves pleasure shall be a poor man. He who loves wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, the treacherous for the upright. It is better to dwell in a desert land than with a contentious and fretful woman. There is precious treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man swallows it up. He who follows after righteousness and kindness finds life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the strength of his confidence. Whoever guards his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. The proud and haughty man, scoffer is his name, he works in the arrogance of pride. The desire of the sluggard kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. There are those who covet greedily all the day long, but the righteous give and don't withhold. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, how much more when he brings it with a wicked mind? A false witness will perish, and a man who listens speaks to eternity. A wicked man hardens his face, but as for the upright, he establishes his ways. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against Yahweh. The horse is prepared for the day of battle, but victory is with Yahweh. Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is more desirable than great riches, and loving favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and poor have this in common. Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. The result of humility and the fear of Yahweh is wealth, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the path of the wicked. Whoever guards his soul stays from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old he will not depart from it. The rich rule over the poor, the borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble, and the rod of his fury will be destroyed. He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor. Drive out the mocker, and strife will go out. Yes, quarrels and insults will stop. He who loves purity of heart and speaks gracefully is the king's friend. The eyes of Yahweh watch over knowledge, but he frustrates the words of the unfaithful. The sluggard says, "There is a lion outside. I will be killed in the streets." The mouth of an adulteress is a deep pit. He who is under Yahweh's wrath will fall into it. Folly is bound up in the heart of a child. The rod of discipline drives it far from him. Whoever oppresses the poor for his own increase, and whoever gives to the rich, both come to poverty. Turn your ear and listen to the words of the wise. Apply your heart to my teaching, for it is a pleasant thing if you keep them within you, if all of them are ready on your lips. That your trust may be in Yahweh, I teach you today, even you. Haven't I written to you 30 excellent things of counsel and knowledge, to teach you truth, reliable words, to give sound answers to the ones who sent you? Don't exploit the poor because he is poor, and don't crush the needy in court, for Yahweh will plead their cause and plunder the life of those who plunder them. Don't befriend a hot-tempered man, and don't associate with one who harbors anger, lest you learn his ways and ensnare your soul. Don't you be one of those who strike hands, of those who are collateral for debts. If you don't have means to pay, why should he take away your bed from under you? Don't move the ancient boundary stone which your fathers have set up. Do you see a man skilled in his work? He will serve kings. He won't serve obscure men. Proverbs chapter 23. When you sit to eat with a ruler, consider diligently what is set before you. Put a knife to your throat if you are a man given to appetite. Don't be desirous of his dainties, seeing they are deceitful food. Don't weary yourself to be rich. In your wisdom show restraint. Why do you set your eyes on that which is not? For it certainly sprouts wings like an eagle and flies in the sky. Don't eat the food of him who has a stingy eye, and don't crave his delicacies. For as he thinks about the cost, so he is. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. The morsel which you have eaten you shall vomit up and lose your good words. Don't speak in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of your words. Don't move the ancient boundary stone, don't encroach on the fields of the fatherless, for their defender is strong, he will plead their case against you. Apply your heart to instruction, and your ears to the words of knowledge. Don't withhold correction from a child. If you punish him with the rod, he will not die. Punish him with the rod, and save his soul from Sheol. My son, if your heart is wise, then my heart will be glad, even mine. Yes, my heart will rejoice when your lips speak what is right. Don't let your heart envy sinners, but rather fear Yahweh all the day long. Indeed, surely there is a future hope, and your hope will not be cut off. Listen, my son, and be wise, and keep your heart on the right path. Don't be among ones drinking too much wine, or those who gorge themselves on meat. For the drunkard and the glutton shall become poor, and drowsiness clothes them with rags. Listen to your father who gave you life, and don't despise your mother when she is old. Buy the truth, and don't sell it. Get wisdom, discipline, and understanding. The father of the righteous has great joy. Whoever fathers a wise child delights in him. Let your father and your mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice. My son, give me your heart, and let your eyes keep in my ways. For a prostitute is a deep pit, and a wayward wife is a narrow well. Yes, she lies in wait like a robber, and increases the unfaithful among men. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has complaints? Who has needless bruises? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who stay long at the wine, those who go to seek out mixed wine. Don't look at the wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange things, and your mind will imagine confusing things. Yes, you will be as he who lies down in the midst of the sea, or as he who lies on the top of the rigging. They hit me and I was not hurt. They beat me and I don't feel it. When will I wake up? I can do it again. I can find another. Proverbs chapter 24. Don't be envious of evil men, neither desire to be with them. For their hearts plot violence and their lips talk about mischief. Through wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established. By knowledge the rooms are filled with all rare and beautiful treasure. A wise man has great power, and a knowledgeable man increases strength. For by wise guidance you wage your war, and victory is in many advisers. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He doesn't open his mouth in the gate. One who plots to do evil will be called a schemer. The schemes of folly are sin. The mocker is detested by men. If you falter in the time of trouble, your strength is small. Rescue those who are being led away to death. Indeed, hold back those who are staggering to the slaughter. If you say, "Behold, we didn't know this," doesn't he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, doesn't he know it? Shall he not render to every man according to his work? My son, eat honey, for it is good, the droppings of the honeycomb, which are sweet to your taste. So you shall know wisdom to be to your soul. If you have found it, then there will be a reward. Your hope will not be cut off. Don't lay in wait, wicked man, against the habitation of the righteous. Don't destroy his resting place. For a righteous man falls 7 times and rises up again, but the wicked are overthrown by calamity. Don't rejoice when your enemy falls. Don't let your heart be glad when he is overthrown, lest Yahweh see it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. Don't fret yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the wicked. For there will be no reward to the evil man, and the lamp of the wicked shall be snuffed out. My son, fear Yahweh and the king. Don't join those who are rebellious, for their calamity will rise suddenly, the destruction from them both. Who knows? These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, "You are righteous," peoples shall curse him and nations shall abhor him. But it will go well with those who convict the guilty, and a rich blessing will come on them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Prepare your work outside and get your fields ready. Afterwards, build your house. Don't be a witness against your neighbor without cause. Don't deceive with your lips. Don't say, "I will do to him as he has done to me. I will render to the man according to his work." I went by the field of the sluggard, by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. Behold, it was all grown over with thorns. Its surface was covered with nettles, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered well. I saw and received instruction. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come as a robber, and your want as an armed man. Proverbs chapter 25. These also are proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter. As the heavens for height, and the earth for depth, so the hearts of kings are unsearchable. Take away the dross from the silver, and material comes out for the refiner. Take away the wicked from the king's presence, and his throne will be established in righteousness. Don't exalt yourself in the presence of the king, or claim a place among great men. For it is better that it be said to you, "Come up here," than that you should be put lower in the presence of the prince whom your eyes have seen. Don't be hasty in bringing charges to court. What will you do in the end when your neighbor shames you? Debate your case with your neighbor and don't betray the confidence of another. lest one who hears it put you to shame, and your bad reputation never depart. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in settings of silver. As an earring of gold and an ornament of fine gold, so is a wise reprover to an obedient ear. As the cold of snow in the time of harvest, so is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters. As clouds and wind without rain, so is he who boasts of gifts deceptively. By patience a ruler is persuaded, a soft tongue breaks the bone. Have you found honey? Eat as much as is sufficient for you, lest you eat too much and vomit it. Let your foot be seldom in your neighbor's house, lest he be weary of you and hate you. A man who gives false testimony against his neighbor is like a club, a sword, or a sharp arrow. Confidence in someone unfaithful in time of trouble is like a bad tooth or a lame foot. As one who takes away a garment in cold weather, or vinegar on soda, so is one who sings songs to a heavy heart. If your enemy is hungry, give him food to eat. If he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap coals of fire on his head, and Yahweh will reward you. The north wind brings forth rain, so a backbiting tongue brings an angry face. It is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than to share a house with a contentious woman. Like cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Like a muddied spring in a polluted well, so is a righteous man who gives way before the wicked. It is not good to eat much honey, nor is it honorable to seek one's own honor. Like a city that is broken down and without walls, is a man whose spirit is without restraint.
Proverbs chapter 26. Like snow in summer, and as rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a fluttering sparrow, like a darting swallow, so the curse undeserved doesn't come to rest. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Don't answer a fool according to his folly, lest you also be like him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. One who sends a message by the hand of a fool is cutting off feet and drinking violence. Like the legs of the lame that hang loose, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As one who binds a stone in a sling, so is he who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush that goes into the hand of a drunkard, so is a parable in the mouth of fools. As an archer who wounds all, so is he who hires a fool, or he who hires those who pass by. As a dog that returns to his vomit, so is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, "There is a lion in the road. A fierce lion roams the streets." As the door turns on its hinges, so does the sluggard on his bed. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He is too lazy to bring it back to his mouth. The sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who answer with discretion. Like one who grabs a dog's ears is one who passes by and meddles in a quarrel not his own. Like a madman who shoots firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, "Am I not joking?" For lack of wood, a fire goes out. Without gossip, a quarrel dies down. As coals are to hot embers, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindling strife. The words of a whisperer are as dainty morsels. They go down into the innermost parts. Like silver dross on an earthen vessel are the lips of a fervent one with an evil heart. A malicious man disguises himself with his lips, but he harbors evil in his heart. When his speech is charming, don't believe him, for there are seven abominations in his heart. His malice may be concealed by deception, but his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit shall fall into it. Whoever rolls a stone, it will come back on him,
A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin. Proverbs chapter 27. Don't boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring forth. Let another man praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. A stone is heavy, and sand is a burden, but a fool's provocation is heavier than both. Wrath is cruel, and anger is overwhelming, but who is able to stand before jealousy? Better is open rebuke than hidden love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, although the kisses of an enemy are profuse. A full soul loathes a honeycomb, but to a hungry soul every bitter thing is sweet. As a bird that wanders from her nest, so is a man who wanders from his home. Perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, so does earnest counsel from a man's friend. Don't forsake your friend and your father's friend. Don't go to your brother's house in the day of your disaster. Better is a neighbor who is near than a distant brother. Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart. Then I can answer my tormentor. A prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. Take his garment when he puts up collateral for a stranger, hold it for a wayward woman. He who blesses his neighbor with a loud voice early in the morning, it will be taken as a curse by him. A continual dropping on a rainy day and a contentious wife are alike. Restraining her is like restraining the wind, or like grasping oil in his right hand. Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens his friend's countenance. Whoever tends the fig tree shall eat its fruit. He who looks after his master shall be honored. As water reflects a face, so a man's heart reflects the man. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, and a man's eyes are never satisfied. The crucible is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but man is refined by his praise. Though you grind a fool in a mortar with a pestle along with grain, yet his foolishness will not be removed from him. Know well the state of your flocks, and pay attention to your herds, for riches are not forever, nor does even the crown endure to all generations. The hay is removed, and the new growth appears. The grasses of the hills are gathered in. The lambs are for your clothing, and the goats are the price of a field. There will be plenty of goat's milk for your food, for your family's food, and for the nourishment of your servant girls. Proverbs chapter 28. The wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. In rebellion, a land has many rulers, but order is maintained by a man of understanding and knowledge. A needy man who oppresses the poor is like a driving rain which leaves no crops. Those who forsake the law praise the wicked, but those who keep the law contend with them. Evil men don't understand justice, but those who seek Yahweh understand it fully. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than he who is perverse in his ways and he is rich. Whoever keeps the law is a wise son, but he who is a companion of gluttons shames his father. He who increases his wealth by excessive interest gathers it for one who has pity on the poor. He who turns away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer is an abomination. Whoever causes the upright to go astray in an evil way, he will fall into his own trap, but the blameless will inherit good. The rich man is wise in his own eyes, but the poor who has understanding sees through him. When the righteous triumph, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, men hide themselves. He who conceals his sins doesn't prosper, but whoever confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Blessed is the man who always fears, but one who hardens his heart falls into trouble. As a roaring lion or a charging bear, so is a wicked ruler over helpless people. A tyrannical ruler lacks judgment. One who hates ill-gotten gain will have long days. A man who is tormented by lifeblood will be a fugitive until death. No one will support him. Whoever walks blamelessly is kept safe, but one with perverse ways will fall suddenly. One who works his land will have an abundance of food, but one who chases fantasies will have his fill of poverty. A faithful man is rich with blessings, but one who is eager to be rich will not go unpunished. To show partiality is not good, yet a man will do wrong for a piece of bread. A stingy man hurries after riches and doesn't know that poverty waits for him. One who rebukes a man will afterward find more favor than one who flatters with the tongue. Whoever robs his father or his mother and says, "It's not wrong," he is a partner with a destroyer. One who is greedy stirs up strife, but one who trusts in Yahweh will prosper. One who trusts in himself is a fool, but one who walks in wisdom, he is kept safe. One who gives to the poor has no lack, but one who closes his eyes will have many curses. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous thrive. Proverbs chapter 29. He who is often rebuked and stiffens his neck will be destroyed suddenly with no remedy. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice, but when the wicked rule, the people groan. Whoever loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. The king by justice makes the land stable, but he who takes bribes tears it down. A man who flatters his neighbor spreads a net for his feet. An evil man is snared by his sin, but the righteous can sing and be glad. The righteous care about justice for the poor. The wicked aren't concerned about knowledge. Mockers stir up a city, but wise men turn away anger. If a wise man goes to court with a foolish man, the fool rages or scoffs, and there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate a man of integrity, and they seek the life of the upright. A fool vents all of his anger, but a wise man brings himself under control. If a ruler listens to lies, all of his officials are wicked. The poor man and the oppressor have this in common. Yahweh gives sight to the eyes of both. The king who fairly judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod of correction gives wisdom, but a child left to himself causes shame to his mother. When the wicked increase, sin increases, but the righteous will see their downfall. Correct your son, and he will give you peace. Yes, he will bring delight to your soul. Where there is no revelation, the people cast off restraint, but one who keeps the law is blessed. A servant can't be corrected by words. Though he understands, yet he will not respond. Do you see a man who is hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him. He who pampers his servant from youth will have him become a son in the end. An angry man stirs up strife, and a wrathful man abounds in sin. A man's pride brings him low, but one of lowly spirit gains honor. Whoever is an accomplice of a thief is an enemy of his own soul. He takes an oath, but dares not testify. The fear of man proves to be a snare, but whoever puts his trust in Yahweh is kept safe. Many seek the ruler's favor, but a man's justice comes from Yahweh. A dishonest man detests the righteous, and the upright in their ways detest the wicked. Proverbs chapter 30. The words of Agur the son of Jekah, the oracle. The man says to Ithiel and Ukal, "Surely I am the most ignorant man, and don't have a man's understanding. I have not learned wisdom, neither do I have the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended up into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is his son's name, if you know?" Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Don't you add to his words, lest he reprove you and you be found a liar. Two things I have asked of you. Don't deny me before I die. Remove far from me falsehood and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is needful for me. Lest I be full, deny you and say, Who is Yahweh? Or lest I be poor and steal, and so dishonor the name of my God. Don't slander a servant to his master, lest he curse you and you be held guilty. There is a generation that curses their father and doesn't bless their mother. There is a generation that is pure in their own eyes, yet are not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation, oh, how lofty are their eyes, their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are like swords, and their jaws like knives, to devour the poor from the earth, and the needy from among men. The leech has two daughters. Give, give, they cry. There are three things that are never satisfied, four that don't say enough. Sheol, the barren womb, the earth that is not satisfied with water, and the fire that doesn't say, Enough. The eye that mocks at his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, the young eagle shall eat it. There are three things which are too amazing for me, four which I don't understand. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent on a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maiden. So is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth, and says, I have done nothing wrong. For three things the earth trembles, and under four it can't bear up. For a servant when he is king, a fool when he is filled with food, for an unloved woman when she is married, and a handmaid who is heir to her mistress. There are four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are not a strong people, yet they provide their food in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet they advance in ranks. You can catch a lizard with your hands, yet it is in kings' palaces. There are three things which are stately in their march, four which are stately in going. The lion, which is mightiest among animals, and doesn't turn away for any. The greyhound, the male goat also, and the king against whom there is no rising up. If you have done foolishly in lifting up yourself, or if you have thought evil, put a hand over your mouth. For as the churning of milk brings forth butter, and the wringing of the nose brings forth blood, so the forcing of wrath brings forth strife. Proverbs chapter 31. The words of King Lemuel, the oracle which his mother taught him. O my son, O son of my womb, O son of my vows, don't give your strength to women, nor your ways to that which destroys kings. It is not for kings, Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, nor for princes to say, Where is strong drink? Lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the justice due to anyone who is afflicted. Give strong drink to him who is ready to perish, and wine to the bitter in soul. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Open your mouth for the mute, in the cause of all who are left desolate. Open your mouth, judge righteously, and serve justice to the poor and needy. Who can find a worthy woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband trusts in her. He shall have no lack of gain. She does him good, and not harm, all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax, and works eagerly with her hands. She is like the merchant ships, she brings her bread from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, gives food to her household, and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hand she plants a vineyard. She girds her loins with strength, and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable, her lamp doesn't go out by night. She lays her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her arms to the poor, yes, she extends her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes for herself carpets of tapestry, her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected in the gates. when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them, and delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing. She laughs at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Faithful instruction is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household, and doesn't eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women do noble things, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands. Let her works praise her in the gates.